You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
What is up with you on this Wednesday morning? You got Freddie Coleman, Jay Williams together doing the AM thing on the mighty ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio and also on ESPNU. Brother Jay Williams, what's going on with you this Wednesday morning?
What's popping, Freddie?
Everything is good. Everything is everything, as we like to say.
I can breathe today.
Yes, you can. Yesterday.
Day three of the antibiotics is it's a miracle has occurred.
It didn't make you anti-Jay yesterday, so that's good.
I didn't feel like I was on my game. I didn't feel like the mental acuity was where it needed to be.
Wow, acuity.
You know what
Look
I mean?
At you.
But today,
those Jeopardy words
today,
this early in the morning.
500, Alex! Today,
yeah,
I'm back.
I know. I could tell.
I am back today. I came in with the suave mente earlier.
You did, but yeah, that's
you didn't start shaking your hips. I was pretty disappointed.
Well, number one, I'm not Shakira. Number two, I'm not shaking my groove thing in front of another dude.
I gotta be honest.
I'm not doing that.
I gotta be honest.
What's that?
I wish you were Shakira.
It'd be so
great.
I don't blame
you. It'd be so great to come into work every day with Shakira.
Do not get Jimmy Butler mad at us. Leave Jimmy Butler's girl out of your mouth.
Look, Jimmy, we can meet in the 305. Let's battle this out. Is there a duel? Where are we slapping each other with gloves? What is this?
I don't know, but my money's going to be on Jimmy.
You right. I mean, you ain't lying.
He's going to really be playoff Jimmy.
How do you do it?
Arriba.
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 I don't even know how to do it. I get so excited.
I know. He came in like he was about to do like a whole Bad Bunny tour.
No, you would have thought my name was Jason today. No lie. Look, my boys call me Jason. They say Uncle Ye. Uncle Ye.
It's
yes.
Not even 2 minutes into the damn show.
These are my boys. Nunito calls me Jason. It's okay.
Nuno, is that true?
I have never done that
before. I'm about to say. I needed confirmation one way or the other. I had to find out.
Come on, man.
I'm glad you're like, nope, I'm not even
Nunito, no,
now we know today. Now we know real Jay is back because now he's saying that names have been invented
Nunito.
For him, trying to be
Nunito.
Bilingual with his name.
¿Qué pasa, Jason?
There you go. Now you feel better?
Now
you feel better now?
Now it feels like we're
Jason
one.
Jason is crazy.
Good Lord.
What? This is the way it works. I'm serious.
We went Spanglish all up on this program, not even 3 minutes into this show.
I have a best friend. Who's like a brother to me,
right.
Uncle George down in Florida.
Okay.
And his son calls me Uncle Ye.
Okay.
That's how we.
How do they say FanDuel? Is it FanDuel?
See, I'm not.
We're not
I can't
going
go
there.
That far.
Nope. We're not going there.
I
that
can't
way.
Go that far.
I mean, you're all by Alan, you're all
See?
By yourself on that
nope.
one. No.
Nope.
Only one getting fired today is
how
you.
How dare you, Alan? How dare you?
The only
you?
One that would be getting fired today will be
say,
you.
Look
man,
at
my
Pat.
Folks
Pat is say that.
Pat Costello's looking at the ceiling.
Attaboy, Pat.
Like, I want nothing to do with this.
Pat Costello co-signed with that maneuver, what you just had right now. We are not doing this.
Little spice on it, man.
Nope. Nope.
Salt and pepper.
No, like the buzzer from the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. Oh, no, not trapping me. Nope, not doing that as far as that goes. We're not doing that.
Do you even know what cartoon that is anymore, Freddie?
Oh, everybody knows Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You would think at a certain point, if you have any kind of good parenting, every good parent should make sure their kid understands Looney Tunes and Bugs Bunny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't know, then, you know.
Now you know.
Now you know, as far as that goes.
Wait, before we get into stuff today.
We'll get to Justin Herbert and his money. We'll do that in a couple minutes.
Yes. I got some breaking news last night because I'm always watching you, Freddie.
Okay. And, I know where this is going.
Last night, we had a good little reception hour. Happy hour with our Good Karma Brands team.
Evan Cohen,
GKB,
boys, GKB,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes,
it was good to hang out with those guys and ladies. It was a blast hanging out with them in Connecticut.
You would assume that at a cocktail hour, that you know, as a grown man, you have a cocktail. You know, me, preferably, I go with the little Monkey 47 and tonic.
Okay.
You know, a little,
the Monkey 47. You're going hard, huh?
Ooh, man. That's not hard.
Yeah,
that's a summertime breezy drink.
At 6:30 at night, that's going
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, that's one drink. You're not having the whole bottle, Freddie. You're having a little muddled cucumber,
okay.
A little Monkey 47, a little tonic, a little, you know, a little splash.
You can swab a menthe all over again.
And the hips start working. They start working earlier than 6:30.
Back to the moneymaker conversation.
So all I'm going to say is that I got a text.
I know where you got it from.
Having,
I was standing right next to him.
You were having A Shirley Temple.
That's what I was. I'm a Shirley Temple kind of guy.
With cherries.
With cherries.
You and Joel, huh?
Exactly.
You were Joel.
Yeah, if it works with Joel Embiid, it can work for Freddie Coleman.
That means you never get out of the second round.
So well, I don't care about trying. I'm not trying to get out the second round. I'm not trying to get out the second round.
What? You took a second to think about it.
Look at this way. I'm not trying to get out of the second round. I'm not worried about getting out of the second round of having a cocktail.
That's the problem.
Why is that the problem?
Because I'm trying to win a championship, and you're not even worried about getting out of the second round.
Jay Williams, if you're trying to win a championship at a company happy hour, that says a lot more about you than me.
What's wrong with the Shirley Temple, Jay?
Thank you.
Nothing's wrong with the Shirley Temple.
It seems like you got some issues with it.
Yeah, he does. Welcome to the party, Pat.
Yeah, so what's the problem with the Shirley Temple?
Apparently, he has a thing against maraschino cherries. That's what I'm thinking.
They're delicious. When's the last time you had a Shirley?
Hold on. Jay has three kids.
Exactly.
It's difficult for him to get out the house. Yeah. So if he's going to get out the house for a function, he's going to make sure he has a drink or so.
But
so that's just the mindset he's coming.
But don't grab yourself a Shirley, Jay.
Right, but not for nothing. Number one, I'm not his kid. Number two, why are you taking it out on me?
I think he's just Freddie. I think the fact that he got a text from someone
who shall remain nameless, Evan Wilner.
Evan Wilner. I'm going to read you the text from Evan Wilner.
Like, I think we knew that it was going to be someone like Evan who's going to snitch on someone.
I was standing right next to
him. Now we're calling Evan the snitch.
Really?
Wow. And an air horn. Evan, I did not put it. It's just, you know. Man. Just says Freddie is drinking the Shirley Temple.
I was standing right next to him.
Evan back and say, "What are you drinking?"
Oh, he was drinking Shirley Temple. No, that was not Shirley.
Wait, they let you in without a parent?
Are you doing that, Nuno? Evan had a couple of beers going.
So why is everybody going so hard at Evan this morning?
Because you started it.
No, I started it. I'm just reading a text.
I don't care.
This is a conspiracy.
Somebody seems triggered.
I'm not triggered.
It seems like you're triggered to me.
I'm comfortable being Shirley Temple.
Stephen A.J. Will moment right now. Seems like you're triggered.
No, Pat, was I uncomfortable talking about Shirley Temple? I was not.
Shirley Temples are delicious.
Thank you.
They are delicious. Apparently, somebody.
I don't know, Jay. It doesn't seem like you're down with a Shirley Temple.
No, I'm not down with Shirley Temples anymore.
Go to a restaurant, grab a Shirley, have a great time.
Exactly. Apparently, somebody has a maraschino cherry thing.
My wife won't let me grab a Shirley, okay?
Are you anti-Shirley?
Don't grab a Shirley. That sounds like something you shouldn't do in 2023, okay, Pat?
Can I order a Shirley?
7 minutes into the show, and the train is going off of the left.
Hopefully at 6:15, some of us will be still on there.
Well, I can say for one thing, one person will be on there. We're having a Shirley Temple later on tonight. It's going to be me that's going to still be on the air.
You know what? I'm proud of you. You hold your ground.
You're not proud of me at all.
You hold your ground, Freddie Coleman. You're a grown ass man. That's right.
Maddie and Freddie Coleman's son is definitely grown when it comes to that.
Can we talk about another grown ass bank account?
Sure. Right here, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Alexa, I see what you did there.
You see?
You're on ESPN Radio, ESPN. Justin Herbert agreeing to a 5-year $262.5 million.
Say it again with your chest, Freddie.
$5 years. $262.5 million for the right reverend quarterback. That is Justin Herbert with the Los Angeles Chargers, including not only a no-trade clause, $133.7 million in full guarantees. But this is what triggered you.
Yeah, break it down for me because I get confused off this.
Well, all the money we've been talking about the last couple of days.
Yes.
Mbappe yesterday, potentially
$773 million guaranteed in 1 year.
No, $766 million. In addition to transfer fee of $323 million, close to $1 billion. And he's thinking about saying no. Now the $193.7 million in injury guarantees, and that got next to you quickly with the new contract.
So what does that mean?
Here's what it means to me.
What does it mean to you?
Here's what it means to me. The Chargers know what they have, and they have a gem in that. But they also know that at times he plays too tough for his body.
So you mean the same style in which Lamar Jackson plays, but he can't get with the injuries guaranteed.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Lamar Jackson has been able to kind of avoid. People keep talking about he runs too tough for his body. He can't play that kind of style. Lamar Jackson does not suffer a lot of tough hits.
He gets penalized because he's too elusive.
Exactly. Justin Herbert is elusive, but no one's elusive like Lamar Jackson. Nobody's that.
Okay.
But Justin Herbert's had those kind of injuries that if he's able to meet that and stay healthy and injury free, then that triggers even more money by the fact he can stay out there and not be in an injury situation. That's how I took that, the injury guarantees.
Okay. I mean, so look, first off, shout out to the Spanos family for actually coming through.
And actually paying somebody
to get this done. Like, that is just off general principle, Freddie.
Yeah.
Right? Shout out to them.
Right.
I am not mad at Justin Herbert resetting the market.
Me neither.
This is how it goes. We had Jalen Hurts, that he got his money.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Lamar Jackson get his money, and now we're seeing Justin Herbert get his money, right? Which sets an NFL record. There will be another record set once Joe Burrow, who's up next, who deserves to be paid more than Justin Herbert, will reset the market once again. And then, by the way, look for Patrick Mahomes to ultimately reset the market all over again. Okay? The problem that sometimes as a fan, when I take off my GM cap that I wear every once in a while, is you start naturally going to the same place that we'll go today with Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
You start seeing these prices that are so astronomical, it's easy for you to equate by saying, wait, he's the highest paid AAV, average annual value of the contract in the NFL right now, but is he the best quarterback? He's not.
Well, he's not.
He's up next in the marketplace, but where is he as it relates to the best quarterback? Do you have him seventh?
Is he a top 10 quarterback? I think right now he's a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah,
I believe that in my heart. Now, where you want to put him in that hierarchy of those numbers.
So Patrick Mahomes.
It's Mahomes.
Josh.
Well, I think
Josh
Joe Burrow second.
Joe Burrow. I mean, in no particular order, I'm just trying to think about the quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts.
That I would take before Justin Herbert.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson I'd take before him. Yeah.
Okay, so we're right around that six spot.
So it's six, seven spot, yeah.
Yeah, six, seven spot.
Right
I mean,
now,
but I think that the talent level of Justin Herbert is off the charts.
Like, there's
the
no doubt.
Ceiling of what you see with him and what he did last year, playing through injury, getting his team to the playoffs,
right.
Obviously, he can crack the top three or top four. I believe in it.
Right.
It's a matter of will he actually do it or not.
The one thing this contract did is reduce pressure on Justin Herbert, but according to Lindsay Theory, ESPN Rams reporter, when she was on Joe and Amber last night, it turns up the heat on a certain coach named Brandon Staley.
Now
the heat is so good that Brandon
Staley is white hot, silent.
Yeah, Brandon Staley basically talked about what we have that right now.
I don't think it means it gets any hotter. I think it's already pretty hot. I think this really just means that they're committed to Justin, regardless of the contract. I think that the Chargers were going to need to win this year for Brandon Staley and GM Tom Telesco to truly feel safe. I think the big move right now is that they brought in Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator. So Justin gets a fresh start with a new deal, a new OC. If he performs well, who knows where the OC is next year. But I think that's really what they're focused on. I know for Brandon Staley, he's really confident that the OC paired with Justin is going to be kind of the finishing touches on what they need to do to go deep into the playoffs this year.
Don't let it happen this way, Freddie.
Okay.
Now that Kellen Moore is in San Diego and we're watching Justin Herbert, if he plays at a different level this year and Dak Prescott is still average with Mike McCarthy leading out, we're going to be talking a lot about what Kellen could actually do with another level quarterback. Oh, that will be a huge topic of conversation.
Because last year he had 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The year before that, 38 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. So they let everybody know, this is what we believe in our quarterback. Hey, Brandon Staley, don't bleep this up. Because if you do, you're going to be gone sooner than later.
Ooh.
Especially after last year, 27-0 lead in the playoffs.
Come on, man.
And then also lose to Jacksonville.
Come on now.
They can say, well, we love Brandon Staley. Yeah, let him mess up Justin Herbert. That level got the window really, really quickly regarding the Chargers.
Every piece of game management will be micro-scrutinized.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think Brandon Staley's a bad coach, but he's had his senior moments that have not worked well in his favor.
Senior moments. What a nice way to say that.
Because when you're a senior citizen that drinks Shirley Temples at company events, you can have those senior moments to let everybody know about that. Jay will talk about the money when it comes to Jaylen Brown. We're going to talk about that money coming up in 20 minutes. He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. And good news regarding LeBron James' son after the medical emergency he suffered on Monday. We'll talk about that next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive.
eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Before we get to, we'll do this later with the whole cherries thing and I like Shirley Temples. We'll do that in 10 minutes here. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPNU. Ooh. Really, really good news. When we found out the information about Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, about to go to USC to play basketball this year, out of ICU following a cardiac arrest event that happened where he was playing, practicing basketball. Thankfully, when he was there, when this happened, there were enough people around him, because I thought Stephen A. Smith on First Take yesterday, Jay, when he heard about this, and he pointed out something that was so on point. He said, thank God he wasn't working out by himself, where he could not have been able to get the attention that he needed to eventually save his life. Because when you have a cardiac arrest, a cardiac event, you don't know how that happens. You don't know when it happened. But luckily and blessed for Bronny James, when it did happen, he wasn't by himself. He wasn't working out by himself. He wasn't alone somewhere. There were enough people that could get him that kind of medical attention to get him stabilized as best as possible before they got him to the hospital. And thankfully, he's out of ICU following that cardiac event that happened on Monday.
Yeah, look, I've known LeBron James for a long time and his whole crew. Actually seeing, you know, Maverick Carter and company speak on August 2nd here in New York at the shop. I just want to say, you know, to him and Savannah, you know, they've been in our prayers. I have three kids. I cannot even begin to imagine the feeling that you get as a parent receiving that call.
Right.
Because when you have cardiac arrest, your heart stops. Your heart actually stops, right? A cardiac arrest and a heart attack are two different things.
Right.
So I am so thankful and glad that he's okay, Freddie. I found myself last night thinking that it's such a big decision for a young man who's 18 or 19. And there have been other people that have gone through this. So we saw Damar Hamlin have something similar this year. But the thought just to come back and play, how scary that is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? It's scary for DeMar. I mean, now if you're Bronny James, think about your entire self-identity has been around what your father has accomplished, what you are about to accomplish, this whole notion that you're hearing from media members, friends, playing at USC, which is right next door to where the Lakers are.
Right.
Right? So all the hype that is mirrored around that about being the next it. Right, you are the son of one of the greatest players to ever play the game of basketball. That your whole identity is surrounded with becoming that person.
Right.
And now having that crossroads decision, Freddie, of thinking, should I still play basketball anymore? Could this happen again? So much weight and pressure for a young person.
Especially when you mentioned the son of a worldwide figure. That is LeBron James. That anything you do, fair and unfair, positive and negative, is going to have that kind of attention. And Bronny James has known about this. This is not new news here. But I also go to the fact that having that ability, when you've been in a spotlight like that, I can't even imagine what that family is going through, because this would be difficult to deal with if you were not a public figure, if you were not a worldwide figure. Everybody's speculating about your son and how did this happen and hoping that he's okay, anything like that. Either way, the bottom line to me is, I'm glad he's going to be okay.
Me too.
And I thought Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who does a great job on Good Morning America in the afternoons as an ABC News chief medical correspondent, when she was on Sports with Matt Barry yesterday, she said, what does it tell us about what happened to Bronny? And she gave a medical explanation like this.
what we call standard operating procedure. Any patient brought into the emergency room who suffered an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, it would be standard medical protocol to observe that person, if not manage that person in an ICU setting. So we want to make sure all organ systems are functioning properly, most importantly, the brain, the lungs, and the heart. So after a cardiac arrest, it's not uncommon to leave a patient intubated with a ventilator, a breathing tube, so that their airway is protected, so that, again, we can assess neurologic function, cardiac function, respiratory function, and then kidney and liver function and clotting function as well. So all of that is routine.
Wow.
Freddie, do you mind if I just have a second here?
Because
yesterday I found myself becoming irate with what I saw on social media.
Well, because social media would do that too.
Understood, but like that's naturally where people go to source information. And when I see things trending like myocarditis, or I see things trending like the vaccine, like I'm going to attack it and address real stuff on this show. I think it's so irresponsible that without any due diligence or having any insight to any of the details of what's occurred with Bronny James, for people to automatically jump to that conclusion. That is fear-mongering, and I'm not here for it. I'm not going to allow it. Now, maybe that stuff could be true. We'll find out more studies over time.
Right.
But to jump to that conclusion, I think is so irresponsible. And it's so not the way that this situation should be handled. It should be, let's find out more information before we have these people on social media, including leaders of social media, literally speculating, projecting what they think potentially could be without having any detail on what actually is.
Well, Jay, welcome to the century of misinformation and disinformation.
Agreed.
And the problem with that disinformation is that there are too many idiotic people out there that'll believe that without even worrying about conjecture or trying to do their homework or wanting to do their homework. So those fools can stay foolish. If you want to live on Planet Fool, go right ahead. I'm taking the spaceship back to planet reality. I'm staying away from that. So I clearly understand where you're coming from. And I love the fact you're able to speak out against that. But my thought process with people like that, what's the old line is, you can only know what you know.
Agreed.
And what you don't know, figure it out. They'd rather stay on the side of I don't know and I don't care to know. They only believe what they want to believe because they've been conditioned to believe that. Or they've been taught to be conditioned to be that way. And if you want to be that way, fine. My problem with that is I don't want that to affect a family that is going through something like this. I don't care if it's the James's family or anybody else out there that had a chance to deal with this and trying to overcome that. You want to be foolish by yourself, you go right ahead. But when you start to infiltrate that kind of nonsense on everybody else, including the families dealing with that, that I'm with you. That's why I have a serious, serious problem with that.
And Freddie, according to research by the Sports Health Journal, studies have shown that male basketball players are the most vulnerable to cardiac arrest. Did you know that? Right. So think about this. Like Bronny is the second USC player to collapse during an offseason workout. Last year, July 1st, you had Vincent Ichua, who suffered heart failure last July, made a full recovery, is going to come back and play this year. Right. I mean, you had a Detroit high school basketball player who died in February after going into cardiac arrest. You had a professional player in the Dominican Republic who died last month after a similar situation. Right. So like, this stuff happens. It's rare. It stinks. It's horrible. It's horrible. And I am just so thankful that Bronny is now out of the ICU.
Yes.
And I am here, and I know we are all here to support him and anybody that's going through tough situations on what the next steps in their young lives are going to be.
Yeah, I'm more worried. I'm always concerned more about the person and how that person get back to being a life person more than anything else. If that's the first step to doing whatever he wants to do or she wants to do after that, I'm fine with it. I concern myself more with the person, their health, mentally and physically, more than anything
else. And Freddie, what I would tell Bronny if I had a chance to talk to him, I would say, you know, this is part of your story now.
Absolutely.
Like now,
like DeMar Hamlin.
Now,
yeah.
Now everybody is going to ask you for a long time in your life, how are you? Are you okay? People are going to be very worried about you. So you have to lean into that and be thankful and own that, right? And own that vulnerability because we're all vulnerable at the end of the day. Like maybe not, you haven't had a situation like a cardiac arrest, right? But everybody goes through something that is devastating to them in some form or fashion.
No doubt.
Some may be more extreme than others, but this is part of Bronny's journey that can make him stronger.
Yeah.
And I pray he's okay.
And the fact that he has that strong family support system is magnified, because it's always great to know that you're not alone dealing with something. And we don't have to worry about Bronny James being alone with the kind of family support system that he has from his mom, his dad, and his two brothers.
You imagine the anxiety every time if he does decide to play that you feel as a parent watching?
Yeah.
Watching your son go out for a workout or just go out in the backyard to train, to get shots up, things that are naturally part of what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
As Bron.
No doubt.
Right? Like,
you're spot on.
That's, man, that's tough.
Hit him on Twitter, Real Jay Williams. You can hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams together on ESPN Radio this morning, as well as the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. We stay in basketball. We go back onto the court as Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics is now the highest paid player in the history of the NBA. The question we have is, how did that happen? That's next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
So how did we get here with Jaylen Brown now being the highest paid player in NBA history? We're going to discuss that in a couple of seconds here with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. But real quick, you want to also lean in a little bit more. We talk about LeBron James' son having that medical emergency on Monday while working out, getting ready to play basketball at USC this fall and going into the winter. He is in stable condition, out of ICU. You got one final thought on that.
We are so enthralled in everything that LeBron James does, because he exposes so much of his life via social media, obviously with his media empire and what he's been able to build with Spring Hill Entertainment, with Uninterrupted, obviously his affiliation with different teams, Fenway Sports Group and Redbird Capital, right? Having part ownership of the Boston Red Sox, the Pittsburgh Penguins, Liverpool. He's everywhere. I had this thought yesterday, Freddie, and I just wanted to see how it resonates with you.
Okay.
Are the James family, are they the first family of sports in the world?
In terms of?
In the world. The first family of sports. So, okay. Obviously I know that the Mannings here in the United States are massive. Obviously, Archie, Peyton, Eli, even with Cooper and his son now.
Yep. Archie Manning, right? Yep.
Going to Texas. Mm-hmm. And I get how, all the guys in that family have done something pretty special football-wise. But I'm just talking about immediate family, the first immediate family
that
of people sports
know,
in the world.
That people know their names.
Because I feel like basketball is more of an international sport than it is a national sport. I do feel like I don't really know intricate details about Peyton's wife or Eli's wife or Cooper's wife.
Yeah, they keep it close to the vest.
Right?
They're a little bit more traditional
in that regard, which shout out to them for doing that, right? Like, privacy goes a long way in this world, right? And what you protect, I respect that. Different ways to skin a cat. But with what we know about Savannah, with what we know about LeBron James, with what we know about Bronny James and Bryce James and his kids, and how even their involvement in Space Jams and things of that sort, does it feel like, due to more access through media, that they are the first family of sports
in
the world?
Well, they've grown up in front of our eyes, too.
Yeah, like, who else would be that? Like, we know, obviously, Messi is big, but you don't know a lot about his immediate family.
And
Cristiano
he keeps
Ronaldo,
it that way.
You know about Christian, a little bit about his wife.
We know too much about Cristiano Ronaldo.
But, like, it's a different kind of feel.
Yeah.
Right? With that.
It is. You make a compelling case because, especially more than ever before, you have so many platforms and avenues where you can get your brand out there, and LeBron James has shown he is definitely fearless when it comes to putting that out there. He also has kept things private with his family, but he's allowed them to be themselves. That if they want to do something, he hasn't stifled that. He hasn't said, no, it's all about me. I want to protect my family. He protects his family by making sure that they're going to be in the best possible positions, whatever they want to do to succeed, based on what he's been able to do to lay that groundwork for them to have the opportunity to do something like that.
And also, Freddie, like, Peyton Manning was considered to be one of the greatest at his time. I get it. But, like, overall, we're talking about Tom Brady or potentially Patrick Mahomes being the greatest to ever do it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or Dan Marino or John Elway. Like, Peyton Manning's up in that conversation. But LeBron James is cemented at either number one or number two or number three,
no,
if you like
what.
To have him, right? Like, he's in that pocket. Like, we're ever, forever going to compare LeBron and Michael, LeBron and Michael, LeBron and Michael, until somebody else comes along that's going to be at that level.
Right.
So that kind of raises his stakes for me as it relates to, like, first family.
And he's done so many things outside of basketball.
Yes.
Not only entertainment-wise.
Like, but him with Messi the other day going down, seeing Messi's first game. Right? Like, it's just a big thing.
Pat Costello, weigh in on that one. What do you want to say about another family?
So what about the Kelseys? I mean, they got...
What they've been able to do lately with Travis and Jason?
Two guys who are both going to be Hall of Famers with a wildly successful podcast who are very prominent on social media right now.
Their mom became a star during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, even just... Travis and Jason are both Hall of Fame players. I mean, I think.
Yeah, but like, once
success
again,
in sports wise, they're
agreed.
A bigger family.
But once again, I feel like you're talking about American sports, right? Like, do people in other countries know as much about Travis and Jason Kelce?
Yeah, not to the point of LeBron James. They may know Bronny James more internationally than the Kelceys.
There's no way.
Yeah, you could be, yeah, because of LeBron
there's
James'
no
name on a worldwide level. Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
I know, Pat, like, watching LeBron James go around different countries, man, it's like a rock star.
Yeah.
It's different. Like, it's not throwing shade towards Travis or Jason. Like, I think if they were to go to different countries, I'm not sure they would be recognized at the same clip that LeBron James and his family.
And his family members, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They'd be recognized because of LeBron. If you just drop Bronny in somewhere, no one would go, oh, my.
But the association
for his family, because of the name.
Right?
Because
and,
of the name.
Yeah, let's not forget Serena and Venus.
That's Williams. Another two, yeah. A lot of people know who Olympia is.
That's true.
No
question. Very true.
A lot of
Serena
know who
and
Olympia
Venus,
is. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Okay.
All right.
Very
so,
true, too.
Yeah.
Great point.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. What you got, Nuno?
No, I was just going to say, let's hold the Jaylen Brown to the next segment.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll move on from that, because when you talk about first families more than ever before, especially when you're that name or a name, whether Serena, whether it's LeBron, I mean, I can't tell how many young men and young women I've seen in college athletics named Peyton.
No, I'm with you on that. You know what? No, please call into the show. Tell us if I'm wrong. If you don't think LeBron James and the James family is the first family of sports in the world, please tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah,
Serena Venus is a great case. Knowing Olympia,
no doubt.
Alexis, right, and what he's been able to do with Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
Like Serena, That's a great one.
Yeah, are the James family, led by LeBron James, are they the first family in sports? Let us know on Twitter at Real J Williams, and also Coleman ESPN, and also at the phone number 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. You can make a case for the Kelceys. You can make a case for the Williams family. You can make a case definitely for the Manning family. But are the James family, LeBron James, being a worldwide figure that he is, are they the first family right now, or the family in sports above anybody else? Jay Williams believes that is the case.
Because Freddie, as a guy who's an avid college basketball fan and basketball fan is in general, I could tell you, like, that is going to be one of the main storylines that we pay attention to the entire year.
Because what happened to Bronny James?
Because what just happened to Bronny James, and what does that do to USC? What does that do to Coach Infeld? What does that do to Isaiah Collier, who is the best prospect on that team, actually? That doesn't get talked about because Bronny James is on that team at the national level the way he should. So what is that dynamic of that relationship, and how does that pan out if Bronny comes back to play, or if he comes back to play at all?
We'll see, because right now we don't know anything other than the fact that he's in stable condition and out of the ICU. Plenty of us are thankful for that. But now everything else, whatever that future is going to be based on exactly what his health is going to be, not just physically, but also mentally. So, Wayne, are the James family, led by LeBron James, the first family in sports, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have not forgotten about Jaylen Brown agreeing to a record 5-year, $303.7 million Supermax extension, signing the richest deal in NBA history. How did we get here with him and that? This is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
So how did we get here with Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics by signing a 5-year Supermax extension worth up to $303.7 million, becoming the highest paid player in the history of the NBA? How did we get here? Freddie Coleman, that's me. Jay Williams, that's him. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. I'll throw that question to you, Jay Will. Nothing against Jaylen Brown. I'm not against anybody getting any kind of money. But how did we get here with Jaylen Brown?
If you're mad about the money going to Jaylen Brown.
I'm not, by the way.
Then turn to page 1026 of the CBA and see the print. It's in the CBA. Like, be mad at the way the deal structure has been organized through the NBAPA and the league. If you play for a team for a certain amount of time and you get triggered by being an all-NBA selection, it equates to what this pay scale is. That's where we are, Freddie. And it's a 5-year Supermax extension worth up to $304 million.
Right.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what the CBA says. So anybody out there that wants to talk about, well, he's not – it's same thing with Justin Herbert. Right? Like, well, he's not the best quarterback. Well, when the best quarterback's time comes around and Patrick Mahomes, he can then reset the market.
Right.
It's depending upon the years and what the triggers are in within the CBA. That's easy. That's where it is.
You mentioned that the triggers, and a lot of that is because of analytics. And Zach Lowe from the Low Post Pod, as an ESPN.com NBA contributor, he says, man, you talk about Moneyball in Major League Baseball, Moneyball continues to go on in the NBA.
Will it be a good contract, a plus value contract? Probably not. I mean, Jaylen Brown's going to have to grow as a playmaker, particularly as a playmaker. And all the jokes about his dribbling aside, it's his dribbling and his passing and his assist to turnover ratio, which often veers into negative territory. I actually think in some corners of the league, particularly the analytics corner, he's become a little bit underrated. You know, I've had a couple people in opposing front offices tell me something along the lines of, are the Celtics really going to pay their third or fourth or fifth best player all this money? And I was like, come on, guys. I know the passing. I know the assist to turnover ratio. I know Derek White's an analytics darling, and so is Robert Williams. But like, this dude can score everywhere all the time in ways that are extremely hard to find.
And when you do that, and that potential is there, and you're thinking, man, we believe he's only going to get better and be a perfect complement to a Jason Tatum. And at times he can be the Batman one night and have Jason Tatum be the Robin. It was silly to hear somebody saying the third or fourth best player in the Boston Celtics. But apparently you haven't been watching basketball when it comes to Jaylen Brown. But it all depends what the market's going to bear. And when you have that kind of trigger that was part of that Supermax extension, the Celtics let it be known, we're willing to do this because that's how much we believe in Jaylen Brown. And we'll figure out Jason Tatum later on when we have to.
Well, yeah, and then the market will be reset again. Because at the end of the day, you know that the Celtics value Jason Tatum slightly more than they value Jaylen Brown. And everything that Zach Lowe just said about playmaking decisions, about handle, about operating sometimes and not letting the game come to him, forcing it, those are the realities of the holes in Jaylen Brown's game. But at the same time, we talked about there was a lot going into this. When you talk about a team who's knocking on the door of winning an NBA championship, Freddie, and you're hearing these reports and the New York Times about how Jaylen Brown feels about the town, right?
I'm giving you the whole thing. Keep going, because I'm agreeing with them, but I'm giving you the look that I gave to that whole thing going.
Exactly. Well, leverage. It's actually maybe how he feels about situations in Boston, but also the way you keep retention high. He did what he had to do, all NBA second team. So that leads to Supermax deal. That's how you keep retention high. That's why I stay.
And not
because,
for nothing.
Because I'm making $80 to $90 million more here as a Boston Celtic than I would anywhere else.
And now that conversation can stop. For all the people that have been wanting to break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, that they need to be better off somewhere else. Finally, at least for a moment, those people can shut the bleep up when it comes to that. Because I don't know why they keep trying to break up these two guys. They've been trying to do this nonsense for the last couple of years in Boston, that these two would be better off without each other. Yet I have not heard one time Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown saying that, that we'd be better off without each other. So now, for at least for now, that nonsense can stop with that conversation.
But this is a little bit of the problem I was talking about from the fan perspective. You tell me if this sentence makes sense to you.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown is the second athlete in U.S. team sports history to sign a contract worth at least $60 million annually after Portland's Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right to you?
It doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right, but no, it is what it is. But
it has become what it's become in the NBA. When you put those kind of triggers in a contract and players meet those triggers, and that's what's going to happen. That's why a lot of people don't like the fact that they know that the NBA is a players' league. Well, they didn't ask to have that contract trigger put in there. The team decided to put it in there. So why are you going to blame the players for living up to something in a contract that triggers that kind of money?
You know what I love about this? So, too, like one of my friends, Andrew Petcash, who talks about a lot around team business.
Yeah.
Just so people can really understand, like, how athletes see it, because when you sit down with your accountant, and I guarantee you, everybody else today is going to come with all these salacious takes, right, on whether he deserves it or not. I like to be a little bit more analytical in how I think about it. Okay, Freddie? So, like, on his last year, $60.8 million salary, okay? $22.5 million federal tax.
Mm-hmm.
$6 million NBA escrow.
Okay.
$1.8 million agent fee. $1.4 million FICA, Medicare. $1.8 jock tax.
Yeah.
Do you know what a jock tax is?
I know.
In every city that you go to, you get that state tax.
Okay, I know what tax is. That means Uncle Sam's getting some. That's what I know what that means.
And then $2.7 million Massachusetts tax, which means 24.5 is his net income.
Okay.
Like, still a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
But, like, it's not what it looks like when you see the glaring number. Yeah. You're like, oh, you're getting it. Like, actually, anybody, it's, like, less than half of that.
Yeah. Anybody lives on planet Earth knows that you got to pay taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
You can talk about not paying it, but you're going to pay it.
But the levels, the depth of the taxes to your actually net income is opposed to what your gross salary is. Because people start speculating with the gross. Oh, you're getting paid. It's like that kid talking to Cam Newton.
The other day, right?
The kid be like, oh, yeah, you never won a chip. And he's like, well, my bank account has won chips.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you earned this. He's like, well, actually, like, this is actually what I earned when you look about it. So when you think through the process of decision making, that's why players are like, oh, no, I need more in order for long term. I mean, still, look, it's still a lot of money, Freddie.
Because tax money is undefeated, especially when it's not coming towards you. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio about 10 minutes ago, give or take a lie or two. Jay mentioned that he believes right now LeBron James, that is the first family, the family in sports. When it comes to LeBron James growing up before our eyes and seeing that with Bronny James and his other son and also wife Savannah being have those kind of platforms to go beyond basketball. We wanted you to weigh in at 888-729-3776. Do you agree with what Jay Will had to say about the LeBron James family being the first family in sports? Joel in North Carolina, my friend, what you got?
Yeah, I agree with that statement. What's up, Jay Will?
What up, Joel?
I watched you all. My childhood at Duke, man, I'm a Kansas basketball fan, but when I have to choose between Duke and Carolina, man, I got to go with the brotherhood. So, you know, respect on that. I agree with that statement, but I also add Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, and the Bryant family, I would say more so prior to his death. What you think?
Prior to his death, I think that we look at his family differently now.
Absolutely.
Since he's passed. I think that was transitioning with Kobe's love for women's sports and how he was going to WNBA games, similar to D-Wade now buying the Chicago Sky, a piece of it. I think Kobe would have definitely done something like that.
Right.
I still know if Kobe had been that way with his family, and he talks about it openly throughout the course of his career, we might be talking about Kobe that way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And especially when, to your point, what happened at the end involving his family. Better music catalog. Prince or Bruce Springsteen?
Starring
Jay Williams and Pat Costello. That's next.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.